Welcome to a special bonus episode of Mentors on the Mic podcast. I have missed you guys. It has been a while. I am your host, Michelle Simone Miller, and today I'm taking you on the red carpet of the New York Women in Film and Television, or NYWIFT Gala, with honorees including Kira Sedgwick, Alex Borstein from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Tantu Cardinal, and more. We've actually done a collaboration with NYWIFT before on their podcast, Women Crush Wednesdays, which included a clip from their podcast with actress Bettina Miller. I'll add that link to the show notes. I'm going to do a whole other bonus episode, I think, on what I learned from working my first red carpet event. It definitely won't be the last, but in the meantime, I can share with you a minor mistake. Bear with me. So it was a crazy red carpet and a lot was going on behind the scenes. And it being my first time doing this sort of thing, I didn't introduce each guest to you guys before each interview, right? There's a lot going on. I had to pull these people to come and talk with me. And so I introduced them what my podcast was or who I was, but I didn't introduce you guys who they were. So next time I'll say something like, hi, Kira Sedgwick, or maybe ask the guests to introduce themselves. I'll play around with it. But in the meanwhile, I am going to introduce everyone who I interviewed today, right now, not today, but in general, right now, before I play any of the interviews, in the order I met everyone and in the order I play them for you here. I'm also adding this list to the show notes. If you need to check back or listening and are like, who's this person I'm speaking to? That'll help. And yeah. Here we go. So first was Tantu Cardinal, an actress and honoree at the gala with credits including Dances with Wolves, the new Marvel series Echo, Legends of the Fall, and most recently, the mother in Killers of the Flower Moon. Our second guest and interview was Haitian filmmaker, author, and artist Michelle Stevenson. I think I even said, hey, my name's Michelle too. That'll help. And she won the Nancy Malone Directing Award at the NYWIFT Gala. And in 2023, Michelle had two films on the Oscar shortlist. Her feature doc was nominated for 3 Emmys and won the jury prize at Sundance. Then we have Renee Aronson Roth, an honoree at the gala and winner of the Enid Roth Award for Excellence in Journalism. You can catch that because I do congratulate her on that. So you could be like, oh, that's that person. She is an executive producer and editor-in-chief for Frontline, PBS's flagship investigative journalism series. Our fourth guest on the red carpet was Sybil Raimundo Santiago, a lovely board member for NYWIFT and executive director and head of programming for the Soho International Film Festival. Next, we have actress Alex Borstein. And while I mentioned some of my favorite credits of hers, including Miss Ungermeyer and the Lizzie McGuire movie, and Drella, the harpist, in the pilot episode of Gilmore Girls, we also talked about her work on Family Guy, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and of course, she was in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which she was fantastic in. And Alex won the Made in New York Award, which was presented by the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment. This takes us right into our next guest, Commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, Pat Swinney Kaufman, who presented Alex Borstein with the Made in New York Award. And she actually shared some resources, which I will hopefully remember to add to the show notes. And next was award-winning actress, producer, and director Kira Sedgwick, whose role in The Closer earned her an Emmy and a Golden Globe. She's been in so many things, but we did mention her recent work in The Summer I Turned Pretty. And lastly, we have another honoree, Latasha Gillespie, who is the head of Global Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility for Amazon, MGM Studios, Prime Video, and Freevee. Check out Mentors on the Mic Instagram for more interviews, including actresses Jennifer Esposito and Millicent Simmons from A Quiet Place 1 and 2. And now, without further ado, here's my first red carpet event, not my last, for the New York Women in Film and Television Gala. Hi, my name is Michelle Simone Miller, and I'm with Mentors on the Mic podcast, and I'm here on the red carpet at the NYWIFT Gala at Cipriani. I'm about to interview some honorees. Let's go. Hi there. You look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm here. My name is Michelle Miller. I'm with Mentors on the Mic podcast. And I always like to ask, what was your first role in the entertainment industry?
My first role?
Yes.
I think it was a docudrama.
Ooh, really?
With Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Canada.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And then my next question is, if you could have anyone play you in the story of your life, what would it be? And what would the title of that movie be?
I had a title for it at one point. Yeah. Edge of Frame.
Ooh. I love that. Okay, and then the last question. If you could have a cameo in any television show right now, what are you watching? What would you like to be in?
I haven't written it yet.
Yes. Yes. Well, you look absolutely beautiful. I know there's
thank
so
you.
Many people here. I have so many questions I could ask you, but thank you so much for taking
okay,
the time. Hi, Mentors on the Mic podcast. Hi. My name is also Michelle. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
So my first question is, what was your first role in the entertainment industry?
It was associate producer.
Yes.
On my partner's short film.
So you want to start.
Yes.
You could have a cameo in any television show. If there's like, is there a favorite show you're watching right now on network, streaming, any of that?
Well, I love Atlanta. So
it's a fantastic, that's a smart, witty show. They know what they're doing. That writing is incredible. If you could magically become an expert in a skill overnight, what would it be?
Editor.
Like rapid editing skills?
Rapid, creative, thinking outside of the box, editing.
That's really where the magic is. It becomes a whole new film in editing.
Especially in nonfiction, which is what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you share an experience with a mentor? My podcast is all about mentors, called Mentors on the Mic. Can you share an experience with a mentor that brought you here today?
Not just one experience, but my being able to be mentored by St. Clair Bourne, who is sort of the father of documentary film for the Black community, helped me really be true to my vision. And understand that I don't need to compromise to make my story, you know, relevant and told. So I think that he served as a guide for me that actually has partially brought me here.
I love that. I get chills whenever I hear these type of stories. Thank you so much. Can you share any tips or strategies for networking in this industry?
Well, one thing I do know is networking is absolutely crucial. So you can't think of it as an extra burden. It's part of the process. And so I encourage people to go and meet other people. They can become your peers. They can become your future funders. They can become, you know, part of your community, part of your, you know, your team, your filmmaking team. And it's essential to be out there. It's part of the process.
I agree. And NYWIFT is a great organization to do all of that. Thank you so much. You look amazing. I love your earrings.
Thank you.
Have a great time today.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Mentors on the Mic podcast. Congratulations on getting the Enid Award for Excellence in Journalism. You look beautiful, by the way. My first question is, what was your first role in the industry? Where did you start out at?
That's a great question. So I started out actually as a translator on a documentary series about India and China. And I fell in love with documentary film, and I just never looked back. It was a big moment for me in my career in my mid-20s, and I just loved the filmmaking world.
Similar to that, what advice would you give to a young journalist who's trying to enter the industry or anyone trying to pivot into journalism right now?
And I think it's really important to know what you authentically like and what you actually authentically watch or read. Like, really study your own habits and what you're gravitating towards, and then really figure out how to get your toe in the door. And literally, I started out as a translator, then I became a production assistant.
Oh.
And so it really has been a long journey, but because I played every role along the way, it really leads me to feel more confident today.
I love that. And then speaking of sort of skills that you could learn in these type of jobs, if you could become an expert in any skill overnight, what would that skill be?
I mean, if I could do anything, I would learn how to edit on the actual Avid, but
yes.
I'm not technically adept at all, so I rely on that creative collaboration with editors, but I'm in awe of the people who make the films in the edit room, and I love sitting with them, but of course, if I could do that, that would be amazing, but I don't think that's my talent.
That's fair. It's hard. Editing audio and video, it's a whole beast in and of itself, and you were not the first person to answer that on the carpet today. It's a big deal, and I understand, especially in this industry. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations. Have the best time today.
Have fun today.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Mentors on the Mic podcast. You look amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hello.
So my first question I always like to ask is, what was your first role in the entertainment industry?
So I actually started as an actor back when I was about just a little bit before 2 years old, because my mom is a veteran actor director as well. In the Philippines, and then, you know, she started obviously migrating here. But because of that, I started to work also in production, so now I'm producing.
Yeah.
Sort of like, it's the life. I follow the footsteps, which is great.
I love that. It's always nice to have a parent who, like, knows what to do. It just, like, gives you all these skills. What skill would you want to just become an expert in overnight? Like, if there was any skill out there?
I think where I am right now, my mom always said this, there's no such thing as being a professional actor per se. You can be a professional, but you're not always a professional in the sense that you know everything.
Because
there's no such thing. So I think that's one thing about this industry that you cannot really forego. That's why a lot of us can never leave when we go in, is because you always learn something new in everything you work on every day, and you have to be really open. Whether you're an actor, producer, director, you have to be open to learning new things and hearing new things, and I think that's what makes it exciting. So every day we always start the day like it's a new day, even though if you have a bad day, a good day, it doesn't matter. The next day it's start anew.
Exactly. Exciting. Great advice. Thank you so much. It was so great to meet you today.
I appreciate that.
Hi, hello. Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Congratulations today on getting the Made in New York Award. Very exciting.
Thank you. It's very bizarre. I don't really know what's happening, but I'm totally excited and honored and happy to be thought of as a New Yorker.
Oh, absolutely. And you've had such an illustrious career. I mean, I still remember my favorite roles as, like, Miss Ungermeyer and Lizzie McGuire movie and, like, Drula in Gilmore Girls, the pilot episode. You've had so much going on, such an illustrious career. What was your first role in the industry?
The very first thing I did? I mean, I did a commercial, but I was cut out of it. When it aired, all you saw was my shoulder. And then, really, the voiceover was the first thing I did for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which I loved. I was the evil Queen Machina.
Thank you so much for that.
You are welcome. And then Mad TV. That was really my first on-camera break, was a late-night sketch show called Mad TV.
I used to watch Mad TV right before SNL. That was you always stood out. Like, I always felt like I watched you and went, that person is so funny and so talented. And then,
my mother.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's nice to be part of that party. And then if you could have any skill, if you could grow and become an expert in any skill overnight, what would it be?
Any skill. A pull-up. I want to be able to do a pull-up.
I'm a fan. No, it's not. That is exactly what I want to hear. I love it.
I want to be able to do one.
Harder for women, I feel like.
You know, I was a gymnast. I was a gymnast growing up, and I was amazing on the floor. I could do the vault, but I could never pull, the bars, I could never pull myself up. I've never had that strength.
I always remember hearing Demi Moore when she was in G.I. Jane talk about that was the hardest thing for her to learn.
Yeah, and if Demi can't do it, then what hope do any of us have, really?
Well, not show. The pull-ups are something that's part of my workout regime. And then what advice would you give to actresses like myself who are trying to make it in this industry or trying to, who consistently audition? What would you tell them?
I mean, my biggest piece of advice is to not wait to be cast in something, but to try to create your own material. Do, and do. Get together with friends. If you're not a writer, you probably have a friend that is. Especially now with phones and with the ability to try stuff out and send material out and get feedback, do it. Just do it. Because, you know, if you wait around and wait around for an audition, it may never come. So constantly be working.
Love that answer. And then lastly, in terms of television, you've been in so much amazing TV. What show would you want to have a cameo in right now?
Oh, Peaky Blinders. I know it's not still on as a series, but I hear they might be doing a movie, and in a heartbeat, I would be anything in that show.
I would love to see you in that.
Something violent. I want to be in something violent.
Well, you know, I feel like comedy is so difficult, and the comedic actors are always really great in drama because they understand timing, and they understand, you know, the room and, like, the humor that has to be in serious roles. So I hope to see it.
Yeah, I think they say comedy's hardest. I think there's plenty of things that are hard on camera, but if you have that natural rhythm, it's certainly a lot easier. It's like music.
Well, you look beautiful today. Congratulations. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hi.
Great.
It's very exciting to be giving out Forstein. She's right here, the Made in New York Award. It's phenomenal. What went into that decision? It must be so hard to do every year.
You look at the body of her work, her career. All you got to do is watch her, any of her shows, and you're just sitting there laughing out loud. Such a great example, and her character, all of her characters. but especially we love the character that she plays on The Amazing Mrs. Maisel, right? It's such a...
She's phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
And then in terms of mentorship, all my my audience is looking for mentorship all the time. What's one way that you recommend finding a mentor?
Well, if you can, really do try to get into some of the pipelines that we at the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment have developed so that young people... and not so young people, had the opportunity to get into the business, to get trained, and there are mentors all scattered all throughout the training that we have, the Made in New York stage and boot camp, the Made in New York PA, the Made in New York post-production program. We have these wonderful programs that are offered by our office, Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, and I encourage anyone who's interested in trying to get started, try to get into one of those programs, and you will meet mentors in it.
I love that. That was actually going to be my next question. What is one resource that could be offered at the Office of Media and Entertainment that you'd recommend?
Well, these training programs are fantastic. I really do recommend trying to get into them and then take full advantage of them.
I agree.
You know, believe in yourself, go for it. You'll make it.
I have one more question. If you could develop any skill, if you could be an expert in any skill overnight, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my family would say cooking. What can I say?
We'll take that. That's it. That's hard to do.
That's it.
I feel like not everyone's just a natural cook. It has, like, some precision. There has
no
to
kidding.
Be some instinct.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so I do Blue Apron. That helps.
Well, yeah. I do also the other one, HelloFresh.
Yes, they're all good, right? Whatever it takes, right? Get something on the table.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this was fun. Thank you.
Hi, Kira. I'm with the Mentors on the Mic podcast. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Good. My question is, what was your first role in the entertainment industry?
I was on a soap opera called Another World. And I played Julia, who was on a runaway on the road with a rock group called the Deep Six.
I mean, it's very reminiscent of what's going on with Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Exactly.
What cameo would you have in any show right now? Mine would be Summer I Turned Pretty. So.
Yeah. Well, I was on the Summer I Turned Pretty. No, mine would definitely be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But I really want to direct Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so I'm just going to put a plug out there.
Hey, manifesting.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
And
if not that, then yes, I'll do a cameo.
Yeah.
One or the other. Yeah, or both. That sounds great.
Can you give any advice to actors like myself right now?
You know, keep working in whatever capacity you can. Everybody has a phone now. A lot of people, you know, you can make your own content now and just make it. And then go to class. Study. Study, study. Studying is critical. I still study. You know, it's important.
One question I've been asking everyone, just as a fun thing. If you could develop one skill, if you could be an expert in any skill overnight, what skill would that be?
God, I think I need help with my computer. I think I need a lot of help with that.
Yeah.
So that would be right up there. That and knitting.
Knitting.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much,
Kira, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Natasha, it's so great to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And also, I want to say congratulations on your 25th anniversary. I loved seeing all the, it was like September, but I loved seeing all the pictures and videos in Monaco.
Oh, thank you so much. My husband is here. He flew in on a red eye so he could be with me today, so I'm so excited. He is. He really is. He is. He's great. And, you know, it's just a blessing to have a partner in life for that long and somebody that you know always has your back. And listen, marriage is work, but it's worth it.
And it's important to celebrate. Celebrate all the wins.
All the wins. We need that. Yeah, this is huge. It is. I'm looking around like, did they get my name right? Like,
yes, they got the name right.
I'm like, how did I end up on this list?
Well, and I always like to ask, what was your first role in the industry?
Oh, my gosh. Well, actually, my first role in the entertainment industry was actually the one I'm doing now. Believe it or not, I've had a really interesting, amazing, windy road career, which started off in finance and manufacturing and all the things. And so to be able to come into this industry in this position with this organization, with a leader like Jennifer Saki, has been just one of the most incredible gifts of my life to be able to do meaningful work that actually helps increase humanity. Yeah.
And then in terms of young filmmakers or young people in the entertainment industry, what can they do in incorporating diversity and inclusion in their work?
Just authenticity. If you look at the world around us, you look at this room, you see so many people from different walks of life, different faiths, different backgrounds, ethnicities, sexual identities and orientations. Just show the world.
Yeah. And then if you could become an expert in any skill overnight, what would it be?
Oh, my God, an expert in any skill overnight. Oh, wow. I wish I could sing.
That's a good one.
Like, in my mind, I can.
Yeah. In the shower.
In the shower.
That sounds amazing.
Full-blown concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can harmonize with myself.
Yeah, but no one would pay to see it, one, because it's in the shower, and two, because I can't hold a note.
It's hard. It's a skill set that not everyone has. So
I appreciate good singers because I'm not one.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. But I feel like I've gotten worse over time. I don't want to talk about it, but it's there. My karaoke is like, or maybe I just was really good drunk when I was younger.
Listen, then that works too.
It happens.
Yeah.
And then what skill would you recommend people developing in terms of networking? Any tips, any strategies on networking?
You know, I think people network oftentimes for the sake of what can this person do for me? But what if you switch the approach to how can I be of service to someone else? Like if I met a person and asked, what need can I meet for you today? Like that's a whole different kind of networking that I think the world is missing.
Also something, that's a really good tip for interviews as well.
Yeah.
What can I do for you right now?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You look amazing. I love this corset.
This green is everything.
Thank you. I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
But the corset is like, it's fitting you beautifully. It's gorgeous.
Thank you, Fee Noel. We thank her for all the things.
Enjoy and thank you. Have a great time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for listening to Mentors on the Mic. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with a friend in entertainment you know would love it. Let me know what you've learned or what stayed with you on our Instagram at Mentors on the Mic. I love reading your messages. You can also find me at Michelle Simone Miller on Instagram. On both accounts, I'll be sharing even more information about our mentors. Talk to someone about what you learned today who would really appreciate it and send them the episode. Also, if you love the show, please go ahead and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It really makes a huge difference in growing this. It makes it easier for people to find our podcast, and I love reading your reviews. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.